Most of us are at least vaguely aware that our personal data is being collected all of the time online, and then that information is bought and sold by companies who use it to target us with ads that can seem a little too on point at times. But now California has passed landmark legislation aimed at protecting consumer privacy in entirely new ways. It's a law that goes into effect in the new year, and it has far-reaching implications even for those of us who don't live in the Golden State. For more on what the new law will change and what we all need to know about it, I spoke with Alex Albin, a professor of law at UCLA and the former chief privacy officer for the state of Washington.
This is a really first-of-a-kind law, and it does have a national scope. Essentially, it gives consumers in California three basic new rights. The first, they can contact a company that has any kind of personal data about them and basically say, hey, what do you have about me? I want to know the types of information you've collected. Mm-hmm. And the company has 45 days to respond and tell the person, yes, we have XYZ data about you. The second really important right is that you have the right to delete some of your personal information. If you don't want a company to keep your phone number or keep some sort of transaction history, you can go ahead and say, I request that you delete that kind of information about me. And the third kind of information is a right to opt out of sale. This means if you're the kind of person who doesn't want a company to sell your personal information to a third party without your consent, then now under this new California law, a person can say, company, I am directing you to opt me out and not sell any of my personal information going forward. Those are three pretty important privacy rights, and it's the first comprehensive law in the country to give those rights to consumers.
So this is a big deal, obviously, in that sense. But one of the things that strikes me just hearing you kind of go through the basics of the law is that this is very much the onus is on the consumer, right? Like, you have to do this yourself.
The onus is on the consumer to make the request. The companies are supposed to make it easy to make a request. For example, prominently post on their website, this is how you contact us, mm-hmm. or this is how you opt out of the sale of information. But the onus is for the consumer to initiate the contact.
Is that going to be a problem in terms of, I guess, educating consumers enough to know to do this and how to do it and all of the kind of technicalities that may go into that?
Well, we'll see. The three things the law has going for it is that it's going to get a lot of publicity. People are going to know about the law, even if they don't read about it in a paper or hear about it on TV or radio. When they visit a website, they're going to start learning about this law.
Right.
The second thing is that lawyers are going to test this law right away, and consumers are going to be contacted by attorneys who might want to file lawsuits to see how the law stands up. Mm-hmm. And then I think that there's just generally a growing sense of privacy through organizations that care about consumer rights, and they're going to publicize this law as well.
What's the response been like from the business community, and who exactly does this apply to in terms of businesses?
The law has a really interesting origin where there was going to be a ballot initiative in California. And right before that ballot initiative went to print, the biggest companies that are affected by this, the Facebook, Google, Amazons of the world, came to the table and said, okay, we don't want to see this ballot initiative for privacy, mm-hmm. so we will agree to these basic privacy rights. And the other thing that businesses all over the country, even in Arizona, need to know about is that you don't need to be located in California to be subject to this law. If you either have 50,000 customers in California or you do business in California and have 25 million gross annual revenue, then that company is going to be subject to the CCPA.
Right. So like you mentioned earlier, this really does have national implications.
For sure.
How would this play out in terms of leading the way on regulation like this? Like, this is important in the sense that it is the first of its kind. Do you think other states will follow? Do you think that the federal government will follow?
As far as other states, there have been some privacy laws passed in other states, such as Nevada and Washington State and New York have considered similar laws in the last year. in a sense, it doesn't really matter, because if a company is doing business in California, then they are subject to the California law. It doesn't matter if additional states also impose requirements. It could make it confusing if a company has to comply with the laws of 10 or 20 states, and those laws differ in material ways. But I want to point out, because this argument is often made that we can't live with the so-called patchwork of state law, that most of these laws grant the same basic rights, a right to access your information, a right to delete certain information, and then this right to opt out. So I think any kind of state law that does pass in the next year or so are going to have these basic kind of rights.
Yeah. So lastly for you, Alex, can you put this into context for us? Like, if you're a consumer and you're somebody who has an awareness and maybe a little bit of concern about some of the privacy issues that are happening in our sort of online consumer marketplace right now, but you still don't want to read the 10-page tiny print, you know, privacy stuff that you'll agree to every time you buy a new product, like, how does this change things and how should we think about this differently?
Exactly. This is shifting the model from having this big privacy policy that we know no one reads to giving consumers this active voice. Many people know that their information is being bought and sold without their consent. And this is the first method that a consumer will be able to take to say, hey, company, I don't want you to sell my data. You know, I might want to have a good relationship with you because I trust you, but I don't want you to be selling my personal information, things about my family, things about my credit that you know, to third parties all around the country. This is going to be a big deal going forward, and we'll see how it gets off the runway in California starting January 1st.
All right. That is Alex Albin, a law professor at UCLA and former chief privacy officer for the state of Washington. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.